It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortinRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
We had some technical difficulties at the beginning of tonight's broadcast. We joined Jill Ranley and Joe Kanapke in the bottom of the first inning.
All right. Hey, we are finally on the air. We had a little bit of technical difficulty there for a minute. So we're in the bottom of the half of the first inning between Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks and Fort Recovery Indians. Oh man, that was so close. And Brenna Holman got robbed at first base right at the end. Brenna was our leadoff hitter.
Jackie Holman, your batter.
All right, Jackie Holman is at the plate.
So in the top of the first, some of what we missed. Mississinewa Valley hit the ball pretty well against freshman Brittany Tebby. But the Indians played some decent defense, and Tebby gets a strikeout at the end of the inning, so they're up 1-0.
Dennis.
0-2, right.
0-2 count.
Jackie hit the ball really well this past Saturday over at... Oh, there is a changeup.
Pop
that might
fly.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Drops in center field.
Go.
She's heading to two.
Go.
She's got it.
Stand up double.
We'll take it.
Shortstop, Chloe Greasy.
So we have Holman on second and Chloe Greasy at the plate.
One out, Nanning, here in the bottom of the first. Oh, looks like they're calling a
timeout.
Talking over strategy on the mound.
Chloe is a junior, is that right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Chloe's a junior. She started every year for them so far. She's
okay.
A 3-year starter now.
You guys will have to bear with me. I got to get caught up on the past couple years of softball. So Joe's going to tutor me as we go here. It's been a hot minute.
Amen. Maddie Guckenbiller, you're on deck, hitter. Chloe's aggressive, getting it there. 0-1 now the count. How you doing? I am.
You can go down there. Oh, high ball. Jackie's getting a nice lead off on second. See how aggressive we get down there, running the bases.
What was that?
Oop, another little foul tip. She's getting a piece of them, just not quite getting them where she wants them yet. Once again, we have one out, and we've got Jackie Holman on second and Chloe Greasy at the plate.
2-2 your count. What a beautiful Friday evening.
Sure is. There we go. Grounder. There's right between.
That was score. Go, Jackie. Got to get it. Oh, holding her up.
Going to play it safe on the bases. Went right between the shortstop and third baseman there. Nice hit. She worked hard for that one. She hung in there.
So we got runners on the corners with one out. Maddie Guckenbiller now your batter. Maddie Guckenbiller, the catcher, your batter.
High ball. Greasy takes second pretty easy there.
Throw didn't even go down to second base. They let it go, so they didn't allow the run to come in.
Smart move.
Yep.
Nice pitch.
That's
ooh.
A base hit. That's going to find room.
Right in center field.
Scores one.
She's watching her. Oops, stays on first. So we got runners on first and third. And
now a tie ball game. We're at 1-1. Runners now on the corners again. And Sophie Pearson's our batter.
I think this is going to be a fun game to watch, Joe. There's going to be lots of hits.
Center fielder Sophie Pearson.
One out for the Indians right now. We've got runners on first and third again. Take second easy again.
Maddie tried a delayed steal that time. Tried to draw a throw. Maybe get one to sneak across. They didn't bite.
Oh, nice pitch.
I bet she wants that one back.
Yep.
There's a real good chance she wants that one back.
Just being patient at the plate, though. Waiting for a pitch. Here you go.
Ooh, a little short hand.
Headed down third baseline, but the run is safe at home.
Indians take the lead.
That was a close call.
Yes, it was.
We ended up with, that happened too fast. Chloe Greasy scored on that one.
So Sophie grounded to the third baseman who went to first base for the fielder's choice. At that time, Chloe motored it in and got the go-ahead run for the Indians here in the bottom of the first inning. Looks like Kenzie Garkey is
yep,
now our
Kenzie.
Batter. Left fielder, Kenzie Garkey. Two outs.
So Indians are now up 2-1.
Runner at third.
Strike. I think she was just right underneath that one, maybe.
Yeah, it looked like she had it timed up pretty well.
Kenzie
on Monday night had two hits. She was the only Indian lady with two hits.
Who'd they play Monday?
Ansonia. They didn't play very well Monday night. Not a rumor.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. I think most of the girls want to forget that one. Pitcher seems to want to try to push that changeup every time she gets an 0-2 count.
They'll catch on to that pretty quick then.
I hope so.
Hopefully. Once again, we are in the bottom of the first inning. We got a little bit of a late start here tonight to... some technical difficulties, but we're good to go. Strike three. She goes down swinging.
So in the inning, the Indians grab two runs, and after one complete, we're now at 2-1. Fort Recovery over Missinawa Valley.
And we will go to commercial.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/joinourteam. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Are back.
Leading off for Missinawa Valley here in the top of the second inning, Cammy Johns. Second baseman, Cammy Johns. So Missinawa in the first top half of the first inning scored one run on two hits. Jackie Homan, that ball grounded directly to her. She gets the put out and the out. Now one out in the inning. And Mackenzie Hamilton, their left fielder, your batter. Left fielder Mackenzie Hamilton. So girls seem to hit.
Yeah, they do. They're not afraid.
Yeah.
Being really aggressive in there, I feel like.
Both teams. Brittany's filling the strike zone up right now, so that's a good thing, too.
She sure is.
Strikes are good things. Make them play defense.
Nice pitch.
So now she's up 0-2. It'd be interesting to see if she goes to a go-to pitch. Doing well for a freshman.
I was just going to ask, so Brittany's just a freshman.
Yes.
Nice pitch. She goes down looking.
Paint the stripe on the corner. Two outs now in the inning.
Man,
and
nice
leadoff batter, Jocelyn Hoggett. Jocelyn Hoggett, your batter.
Couldn't ask for a better night for a ball game. There's just no breeze. Nice. Strike one.
Pepper net. That's four, five strikes in a row she's thrown.
She's hit her spot.
Yes, she has. So, Hoggett, the first baseman, let off the game with a base hit.
Oh, a little bit high there for a ball.
That's not a bad pitch. Change the eye level. Two outs here in the top of the second inning.
Now, there you go.
Oh, C&I slides right in there.
Good effort there by Brenna Holman, but just couldn't quite get to that ball.
Hoggett now 2-for-2 on the ball game. That brings up McKenna Giozzi. McKenna Giozzi, your batter. Say it quick, say it fast, nobody doubts you,
right? That's right. Act like you know what you're doing. And we have two outs, runner on first.
Let's see. McKenna flew out to Jackie last time here at first base for their first out of the inning. Last inning. Get her and go in and hit for a while.
Ooh. That was a nice pitch. She just a little bit inside. I think she called that one a ball.
Maddie does a nice job behind the plate, framing the pitches also. As a catcher, you love that, especially when the umpire, nothing this umpire's not, but that right there, nice changeup. She was way ahead of that.
That was a nice pitch.
So 1-2, Brittany Tebby's ahead of the batter right now. This is the number two batter for the Blackhawks. Here in the top of the second.
And it's a pop-up right field.
Allison. No, that's a fair ball.
In front of her. It was just barely fair. Runners going to three. So we have runners on first and third with two outs. We're in the top of the second inning.
Taylor Collins. Taylor Collins, the pitcher, your batter.
Indians are up 2-1 right now. The tying run would be on third base for the Blackhawks.
Indian catcher Maddie Guggenbiller calls the play with runners at first and third. Will they throw through to try to get her? Bring the shortstop in front to cut it off and try to throw it. The runner out at home. We'll see. There goes the runner. And the batter was swinging. So that was a hit and run on. Two outs, why not?
A little foul ball there. What's her count? Is that her first pitch?
Yeah, 0-1. She had a base hit last inning.
Nice stop by Maddie, keeping that ball in front of her.
No throw. So the runner at first steals second. So now they have runners at second and third with two outs here in the top of the second inning.
Actually, a little less pressure this way, I think. Just go for the out at first. Ooh.
Nice pitch. She's throwing that changeup, Jill.
I was just going to say, that was a changeup again, wasn't it?
The bat about hit her in the numbers when it went across there. She's really disguising well.
Yeah.
Throw it again.
Oof. That was sure close.
It was. And we had discussed a little bit earlier how the umpire was calling that low strike. Not that time.
A little bit hard to tell from where we're at. It could have been a little bit outside.
Yep.
We have a left-hander up at the bat, so just a little bit low.
2-2 now our count with two outs here in the top of the second.
I tell you, though, you would never know that Brittany is a freshman. She's really got quite the composure.
She does. She's played a lot of ball. A lot of these girls actually. Indians in this game. Foul tip. So it stays at. Well, now they got it at full count up there. I thought we were at 2-2. Anyway, hit her there.
Yeah.
Is what it
is. We'll get it figured out.
Yeah.
Regardless, we have runners on second and third. There are two outs. So if we can make a nice, easy play at first. She's just hanging in there with a lot of foul tips here, though.
Brittany with a nice pitch, putting her up around her eyes.
I know. Those
she
are the ones you want to swing at.
She had a little bit more zip on it. Yeah, yeah.
Smart move, though. Last two pitches have been a little bit high.
Indians to start this game have four freshmen starting. Brittany, the pitcher. Callie Wendell, second base. Kenzie Gerke in left field, and Allison Knapke in right field.
Ooh, and it goes, phew.
Force. We got force out from Jackie Homan to Callie Wendell for the third out in the inning. In the inning.
Ooh, that was a nice one.
It was. It
a little
was a nice play.
But they sure did a good job hanging in there on that one. So nothing hurt on that inning.
No. The Assiniboia Valley held scoreless. So after 1.5 complete, it is now 2-1 for recovery over Assiniboia Valley. And Lady Softball.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms, to factories, to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Baseman Callie Wendell. Sorry, thank you. Sorry, we are back. Took me just a second there. Callie Wendell's up to bat. Little foul ball there first to start us off.
Wendell 0-1 now. Here in the bottom of the second inning. Outside.
Must have been.
1-1.
We were just saying earlier, Callie's a freshman this year. She's playing second base. Got a little piece of it.
Just missed it. Just underneath it.
Yep.
1.5 from hitting it square. Did not hear, Jill. Did you hear what Assiniboia Valley's record is on the air?
I don't have any idea.
That was a changeup. Two strikes, she's thrown it.
Yeah, she likes that one in there. Hers is it's a very drastic change once you're paying attention.
She actually slows her arm down.
Yes.
So as a batter, you should be able to see it.
Yep.
Callie laid off the high cheese signs there. Full count now.
Full count. All right. Ready for Callie to rip one out there.
Oof.
It's a nice pitch. And Callie goes down with swinging.
One out now in the inning. Brittany Tebbe, your batter. Pitcher Brittany Tebbe.
Oops, strike right up the middle. This is the first time we're just getting to the end of our lineup here. So
right.
Once these girls get a chance to see a couple pitches, I think they'll get more aggressive. Ooh.
7, 8, and 9 is who's up for us here in the bottom of the second.
That's
three freshmen. Kelly Wendell, Brittany Tibby, now your batter, and then Alice Kanapke, the right fielder, is up next.
She got a little ground ball there. Foul ball just outside of first baseline. Straighten that out, she might get it. There's the changeup. She waited on it.
Oh, nice play.
Nice catch by the shortstop.
Great play.
Man.
Great play. Two outs now in the inning.
Diving catch. That one, she had to work for it.
F6 in the book if you're keeping book at home with us. Allison Kanapke now our batter.
Right fielder, Allison Kanapke.
Once again, we are in the bottom of the second inning. Nice pitch, heads up. Almost came in the dugout.
Foul ball down the right-hand side. 0-1 now our count. Their pitcher is getting ahead with a strike almost every time, first pitch.
Yep.
See if Allison can continue the inning here. Get a base hit. Get the girls moving.
Strike. Indians are up 2-1. We are at the bottom of the second.
Not a bad crowd here on a Friday afternoon.
Man, it's a beautiful day. Oh, there you go. Good job.
She laid off. Good pitch.
Put it right at her eyes.
Yep.
Man, they want
good
to swing
pitch.
At that.
Nice made her want it.
Gotta be
two
patient.
Outs. Two outs here in the bottom of the second.
Oh, went for the changeup. Didn't work that time. Looked like her release was way early. That one just kind of rolled over the plate.
She's working.
We have 2-2.
2-2 our count.
Nice pitch. Oh, nice hit right down the center.
Allison with a two-out base hit.
Nice grounder. Boy, she was patient on that.
She was.
Hung in there.
Lead off Brenna Homan now, our batter.
Third baseman, Brenna Homan.
So two outs, and we're at the top of our lineup now.
Let's go on two a little while here.
Allison Allison Kanapke is on first. Brenna Homan at the plate.
Brenna standing in the box on this at bat. She's looking to drive one, which I think she can.
Joe's Brenna always a lefty or she's a switch hitter?
Always a lefty.
All right. I'll get it figured out.
No, it's okay. To be quite honest with you, I do not know that for fact, but since it's a left-handed pitcher and she's batting left-handed, I'm saying she would.
Well, I was like, you never know.
No, you don't.
Maybe there's some hidden talent in there.
I've only ever seen her hit left-handed.
Allison's getting a nice lead off first here, so if she gets a hold of one, hopefully we'll bring her around.
On contact, two outs. She better be motoring. Brenna's got the count in her favor now. It's 2-1. She's going to be sitting on one here. Drive it. Oh, she swung like it.
It was a nice pitch. That was a strike. Strike two.
2-2 now our count. Jackie Homan's on deck.
Once again, the Indians, we are in the bottom of the second inning. We've got a runner on first. She stays in there. A little pop fly. Sorry, foul ball. I shouldn't say pop fly.
Jackie Homan, our on-deck batter, this past Saturday up at Delphus when they played the Jeff Cats. Jackie hit the ball hard. Hard.
Didn't the other day, who was it, had a couple home runs?
Maddie.
Olivia gives me the update every morning in study hall. I get the softball update.
So Brenna gets a walk.
Oh, nice. That worked. That was first walk of the game.
For the Indians, yes. Yeah, first walk, period.
I think so.
So now we got runners at first and second with two outs. Jackie is our batter.
First baseman, Jackie Homan.
She looks like she's ready to.
Oh, there's a base hit.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, she dropped it. Gotta
second
go.
Base drops it, man.
Nope, got the force.
So close. Well, that was kind of interesting, so. Went to the second baseman. She dropped it, but she did manage to recover and get it picked up there and go back for the out at first base. So nice hit, just didn't quite go where we wanted it to go.
Exactly. In the inning, the Indians send up five batters. Two of them get on, one with a hit, one with a walk, but do not score any runs. So the score remains the same, 2-1, Fort Recovery over Missinewa Valley.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
All right, we are back here. Lady Indians are playing Missinewa Valley Blackhawks.
Missinewa Valley catcher Maddie Townsend.
Oh, joke about. All right, we're in the top of the third inning here. Scores 2-1. Indians are leading the Blackhawks. It's been a fun game to watch, though. Lots of hits. Like we said, we've only had one walk so far. Ooh.
Looked good. Matt even framed it.
It did look good.
But we're over here.
I know.
Can't see side to
Not
side.
Not beside it. So that was a ball. Brittany Tebby is our pitcher. She's a freshman this year. Oh, she gets a piece of that. It's headed to center field.
There. Nope. Lead off base hit for Maddie Townsend. Kenzie Townsend now your batter.
They are sure getting their hits placed. Nice.
Third baseman Kenzie Townsend your batter.
Yes, they are. It seems like they're falling just where they need to.
They sure are. There, Missinewa Valley is not afraid to swing.
Nope. So third baseman Townsend now your batter. Brittany starts her with a high pitch. She follows it up with a nice strike on the low side of it. Great pitch.
She's got her attention now, I believe. This batter's just a little bit taller than some of them that have been up, so
yeah.
The pitches are a little bit high right now.
Townsend's being followed by Gabby Elizondo. Let's see if the Indians can get a force here at second or maybe even turn it.
That'd be nice. Oh, gets her swinging. Strike one.
Nice hard ground ball to Callie, the second baseman, with a flip to Chloe. Would be nice.
Do you get what you wish for, Joe? That'd be perfect, right?
I do not, but sometimes when I wish for other people, it works out.
There you go. Ooh, nice stop there by Maddie. A little bit high and outside on that pitch.
Brittany's working. Got to work on a release point a little bit here. Once again, she is a freshman pitcher. She's pitched in one of the games on Saturday. That was opening day for the Indians at Delphus Jefferson.
Nice hit.
Oh, right up the middle. Base hit. So both of the Townsend girls with a base hit. They now have them at first and second with
Joe,
nobody out.
Close. If she would only been about 6 feet to the right, it would have went right to Callie.
Yeah. Nobody's got a hand grenade, so close don't count right now. I was also close to marking my book up
horseshoes.
Right, but that didn't happen either. Okay.
I gave up on marking my book right.
Ooh, nice hey, there's
pitch.
One.
Going
Tiger.
To three. Going to one. Nope, ooh, holding on to it.
Chloe.
Probably a good decision except for the tag. You're right.
So, yeah, they got the force going in the third. 6-5.
So it was hit pretty hard to the shortstop, and she made a nice job stopping it, and she threw it to Brenna Holman. A third, not quite enough to make the throw at first and get a double play, but, hey, we got the lead runner, and we'll take it.
Yes. Come on, Brittany. Sometimes things happen real fast, too, right?
For sure. Pop-up. Oh, yeah, we got it. Nice little bunt.
Nothing better than a pop-up.
Boy, that was like a – when you're a catcher, that was the kind of bunt you pray for. That was just perfect. Nice job by Maddie.
Two outs now in the inning, and we still have runners at first and second with Cammy Johns, your batter. Cammy Johns, your batter.
Two outs. Ooh, nice strike to start her off.
Indians are moving on every pitch, even when it looks like a ball's in the dirt. Left fielder's going over to cover behind the third baseman just in case the throw comes.
They definitely look like they're ready for action, that's for sure.
Yes, they do.
Nice pitch. Oh, man.
Come on, Allison. Got to get it in. Base hit the right field.
Oh, nice throw. Good job.
Gets out the hose.
You sound surprised, Joe.
That was a little high in the air.
Hey, she did her job.
Yes, she did. One hopped it to the catcher, held the runner at third. Now we got the bases loaded with two outs.
That hit, that was a nice hit. If that would have got by her, that could have potentially got a run in. So nice job getting that one in, and she tried to stay ahead of it by throwing it into Maddie.
So two hits now in the inning, and the bases are loaded. We got two outs. And we have the number nine hitter, Mackenzie Hamilton, the batter.
I think I just need to throw my book in the trash, Joe. I'll take your word for it.
Let's see, Mackenzie's last at bat, she struck out. So Britt had her number last time. Let's see who wins the battle this time.
Oh, that was the first one that got past Maddie, but it didn't get far, so.
This is probably a real tough one to run on, even though it's 60-foot bases, but that backstop is right behind them.
It sure is.
And it kicks it back at them a lot of times, too.
Yep.
So Brittany with a pitch.
Nice pitch.
And a strike. So once again, we got the bases loaded with two outs here in the top of the third inning. Missinawa Valley has not scored this inning and trail in the ball game 2-1 to the Lady Indians.
Be nice to just get a nice little strikeout right here. Leave those runners stranded.
Nice stop. Maddie Guggenbiller working behind the plate back there. So we got a 3-1 count with the bases loaded, nowhere to go. Need some strikes here.
We're in the top of the third inning. A lot of hits happening tonight.
There is.
Nice pitch.
Ball four.
What? Are you?
No, okay. that was at the shoulders.
I suppose.
She's been calling them low most of the game. Yeah, I suppose. She's not going to give that one.
It sure wasn't too far off, though.
No. So that RBI walk ties the ball game. It's now 2-2. Coach Tin running out to the mound. Looks like they're going to have a... I don't even know if I'm allowed to say it or not, but this COVID thing's ridiculous. So they have a team meeting, and they all got to stand far apart in the middle of a baseball game. I know. We got to do what we got to do, right?
Hey, we're playing. We're playing.
That's absolutely right.
I'm sure
right.
For these girls, that is what is important at this point.
Not only for the girls, for the parents. Get them out of the house for a while.
Yeah, so, this is. Hey,
I mean, literally. Yeah.
I just got to say, this is kind of the most fun thing I've done in a while. I'll take it.
No, pretty day. 20 degrees warmer would be perfect day.
Just give it 24 hours and you'll have it, right?
That's what I heard, yeah.
So it looks like maybe a pitching change.
Yeah, Jackie. This is going to be a little bit different for the Lady Blackhawks.
I'm excited to see Jackie pitch. I've heard a lot about her, but I have not had a chance to see her pitch yet. So
she does all right. So it looks like Jackie is going into pitch and Abby Knapke will go to first base. So Abby will probably go into Brittany's spot in the batting lineup. I would assume. I didn't see any other moves. Abby will bat for Brittany unless it's, yeah, because that was the only switch, right? Yeah.
All right.
Probably overheard me talking to Miss Day, the assistant. For Coach 10. Let's see.
Oh, I suppose I could have went to a commercial, huh? Oh, well, let's see.
Brittany. Let's go Abby Knapke.
How many warm-up pitches do they do? We'll try to get us caught up here for a minute. We are in the bottom of the third inning. Holy cow, this game is flying.
Top of the third.
Top of the third, sorry. And it is 2-2, right?
Yes. 2-2 with the bases loaded with two outs.
Yeah, Brittany Tabby was our pitcher. So far, Brittany's a freshman. And Missoula Valley's doing a pretty good job getting the bat on the ball. Just making contact. They've seemed to hit, they find the holes pretty good.
They are. Now they're going to get to face a junior pitcher.
Yep, it's going to be a little different, I think, with Jackie at the plate on the mound.
Jocelyn Hoggett, your batter, the first baseman.
So they are back to the top of their lineup?
Yes.
All right.
This is the top of their lineup. Kind of a neat thing they do now, if you'll notice, too, Jill, is they don't call pitches like in between the – that was a strike by Jackie, leader off, too. They don't call pitches anymore like we're used to seeing it. Now they call numbers, and they have armbands with all the numbers on them.
Kind of reminds me of a football.
Yes.
Right? I mean,
yes.
I remember that. Nice. Strike two. It's just swinging on that one, way behind it.
Quarter says three pitches. What do you think, Jill?
I don't know if I got a quarter, but I would say you're probably going
to
win that
I won't hold you to
bet.
It. It's Good Friday for the goodness.
It is. That's true. Should we bet on Good Friday? I'm not sure.
No.
But, yeah, she's got it. Oh, nice pitch. That last one, she didn't even swing at it.
That pitch had nice movement on it, too. So the third out in the inning. In the inning, Missoula scores one on three hits with the bases loaded. But after two and a half complete, our score is tied 2-2. Missoula Valley and the Fort Recovery Lady Indians.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $15,900. Also available is a 2017 Ford Escape Titanium front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera, local trade with 59,000 miles for $14,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light, here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Thank you. Good thing Joe pays attention here. We are back here, bottom of the third inning, Fort Recovery in Missoula Valley. We are tied at two.
Coming up for the Indians here in the bottom of the third is Chloe Greasy, Maddie Guggenmiller, and Sophie Pearson.
Lady Indian batter, shortstop, Chloe Greasy.
Chloe in the first inning had a base hit.
She did. We are just this is just her second time up at bat today, so that's nice hit. Oh
right,
man.
Right at her.
Dang it.
Got the at.
Boy, that was sure got a piece of that. But it
fly ball to the center fielder. Now one out in the inning. Maddie Guggenmiller, our batter. Maddie had a base hit in the first inning. Hopefully they can get something going here for the Indians. Find a spot where they're not standing.
Yeah, they have been doing a really good job covering and moving, making sure they're in position. The sun's kind of in a funky angle right now. I thought maybe that would make more of a factor for the outfielders, but so far it hasn't really.
It might be. Well, the center fielder's holding her hand over her head.
And we have a strike.
0-2 now to Maddie.
Yeah.
Maddie, the second batter here in the bottom of the third inning. Lady Indians tied with the Lady Blackhawks.
And there's the changeup. Maddie looked kind of ready for it. It took a second.
That's just about as for sure as the second page of a book, isn't it?
Yep. Every time they have two strikes, she throws
absolutely.
That changeup. And you could tell Maddie was, she knew it was coming, I think, but couldn't quite slow herself down enough. It was just a...
Matter of fact, assistant coach Kerry Shane just walked over and told them all the same thing we were talking about.
Oh.
That's good. That's foul ball's yep. Okay.
Sounded like got on just the inside of her bat maybe on that one. She sure is hanging in there. She's going to have to work for this one. I'd like to see one of those home runs right now.
Yeah, that'd be all right. Put her out over on top of the purple golf cart out there.
That's just what I was thinking. That'd be just a great spot. Oh, man.
Underneath it. Strikeout.
Wow.
So now we have two outs in the inning.
This has been a tough start to this inning.
Sophia Pearson now your batter on two outs. Nobody on. Center fielder Sophie Pearson. But last inning, the Indians got something going with two outs. Hopefully they'll do it
they
again
did.
Here.
Sophie is a sophomore. First pitch was a strike right down the middle. I think she's just kind of feeling it out.
So the Indians now, with the pitching change, have Sophie in center field as a sophomore. Wow,
nice
that's hit.
Go, go, go.
She's
get behind her.
Put
yes.
her on toast. Sophie's got two for sure.
Man, that was a nice
she's
hit.
She's going around 3-9.
Holding up.
Threw the brakes on. Coach. Cutoff didn't have the ball yet.
That one went right over center field, Ted. That sure was a hard hit.
Good rip for Soph.
Nice job. Stand up double on that one.
Oh, cuss. Double. Kenzie Gerke now your batter. Kenzie Gerke, your batter for the Indians. Left fielder.
Got to remember, Joe, there are two outs.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Hopefully Kenzie can move Sophie around. Sophie looks like she's ready to go out there. Ooh, a little bit low.
That's she's been
yep,
calling that.
That's what she's calling.
Yeah, so.
Got to be ready to swing at those.
Absolutely. Need a hit here. A little bingo. Find some green.
Oh, man. Get those at the eyes.
What is it? Oh, Sophie's taking advantage.
Loose ball going back to the pitcher. There you go. She got her third base.
Smart base running.
Nice job by Sophie.
Smart base running.
Kinsey swung in a little bit of a high pitch on that one.
A little bit.
And the ball just got a little loose going back to the pitcher, and Sophie took advantage of that, and she is ready on third base right now.
Kinsey likes to swing the bat. She always does.
Well, better to swing than just stand there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and that one goes in the dirt. I think she was trying that change
that
up, you think?
Yeah.
Two strikes.
Kinsey, and I don't know if you remember or not, but back when we were both younger, there was a Major League Baseball player by the name of Vladimir Guerrero who played right field for the Expos. And he swung. One time he hit a ball that bounced up to the plate. Swings at everything.
Oh,
just
there
like
you go.
Kinsey. Come on.
Not going to happen.
No.
Darn.
So they're held scoreless.
Boy, same thing. They just happened to hit it right at where the team
is playing their defense.
They sure are.
So after three complete, our score remains 2-2. The Lady Indians and the Lady Blackhawks are all tied up.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes. Great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
All right, we are back. We've got Jackie Hillman on the mound.
McKenna Gizzo.
That wasn't it. I got to find my notes.
Up
oh,
the
wow,
middle.
She hit the ball.
Giozzi,
that's it. And she is
Coach right in
out
front of me
first.
Helps us out. Giozzi. Gosh dang it.
That's going to be one of the toughest names all year. I don't know if it gets any
worse
than that
one. I hope that's the toughest name all year. Now we got one out in the inning, and Taylor Collins, your batter.
He just had just a little slow-moving ground ball there out at first base. Easy play. Man, Jackie, she's got some good speed there.
She is, and she probably looks like she's thrown 90 after the freshman before her.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Brittany did a very good job. It's just Jackie can bring it a little quicker.
Yep, and that's what comes with two more years of experience.
Yeah.
Nice hit.
At Kinsey.
Good job, Kinsey. Man, stayed right underneath that and hung with it.
They must have caught the at's. Nothing wrong with that.
The outfield hasn't had a ton of action tonight, so I know how it can be. You stand out there and get a little bored sometimes, and good for her for being ready for that one.
Catcher, Maddie Townsend.
Absolutely. So, Maddie.
Oh, nice pitch. Yeah, this ump does like them low, but those low ones are the ones to hit. I always liked them low.
Maddie Townsend's been on base both times so far tonight, once with a hit, once she got on an error. So we got two outs here in the top of the fourth.
Nice pitch.
That was a little bit off speed on that one. She's changing it up, and that's great. Keeps things off balance for them.
So Maddie is a junior for Mississinawa Valley. And she pitches a high one. Allison gets behind it in right field. Not a bad pitch to give her, though, when she's been swinging. Kind of kept it up high, and so it couldn't go just too far, but it happened to drop just right between first base and third base. So we have a runner on first.
Kenzie Townsend, your batter.
Kenzie Townsend now your batter, the third baseman. She got a base hit the last time up for sure. Both times up. She's 2 for 2 on a night.
Okay.
The last time she hit it pretty hard in between short and third, if my memory serves. But with Jackie's speed, it might be a little different.
She is just a freshman. Wouldn't have guessed that.
She swings well.
She does. She looks like she's been playing ball for a long time.
18. The other Townsend, Maddie, is a junior. So one girl's a junior, one girl's a freshman.
Okay.
Let's get that third out, ladies, and go in and hit.
That sounds like a good plan. Oh, nice pitch.
I believe she called that a strike, didn't she?
She did call a strike. It looked like it dropped a little bit there once it passed the plate, but she has been calling them low all night, like we said.
Yes, she has. See what the pitch is.
Right up the middle. We've got it going to Callie.
And the force at second.
Nice job, ladies.
So, that completes the top of the fourth inning with a grounder to second base. Force out at second. Three outs in the inning, no runs. And after 3.5 complete, our score is still 2-2. Blackhawks and Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with a Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris Experience Suspension.
All right, we are back. I got a couple of announcements to make. Tomorrow, our softball team hosts Lima Bath. It's just a single game, so I'm not sure if that was a doubleheader on the original schedule, maybe.
Yes.
I think it was.
Yes, it was.
It is just a single game at 1 p.m. tomorrow. Baseball hosts Crestview at 2 p.m., and that is a single game as well. That game will be on FR Radio tomorrow, so you can tune in and listen to the baseball team, or you can come out in person because it is beautiful. This might be a dumb question, Joe. Any COVID restrictions on number of, I assume?
No.
No. So for softball, baseball, it's outside.
Yeah.
Anybody can come. So
they would all love to see you.
If you've been missing some sports, what better than to bring your lawn chair and hang out at the Ball Diamond tomorrow?
Absolutely.
second baseman, Callie Wendell.
Callie Wendell's up. What did Callie do last time up?
She struck out in her only at bat. She was way ahead on that last pitch. Callie's been hitting the ball pretty decent.
Well, that one was in the dirt right in front of the plate.
She's already ahead in the count, 1-0. Callie bears down. Callie likes to pull the ball.
Okay.
If she gets around, she could really zip one a hump over the third baseman's head.
She looks like she is ready to swing.
Yes.
She's going to have to just be patient and wait for a strike. Ooh, okay.
That's that low strike again.
Yep.
Girls got to be ready for that.
Yeah, and I think...
And they somewhat are. They're moving up in the box. I've been noticing that part, too. They all been moving up in the box.
Yeah.
Because it's nothing wrong with Missinawa's pitcher. She's just a little bit slower than what they've been seeing.
And sometimes it's just about making the adjustments.
That's right.
Callie gets a little piece of that one, but a foul ball.
So now it should be 2-2. It is.
Okay, and this is the first batter up in this inning for us, so no outs right now.
We're in the bottom of the fourth, and we're all tied up. If you just joined us, still 2-2. Here's that low strike again.
Oh,
Callie takes
her.
A K.
Darn it.
One out now here in the bottom of the fourth. That brings up Abby Knapke for her first at bat. First baseman, Abby Knapke.
So Abby is replacing Brittany Tebby's spot in the lineup.
Abby's played first base for the Lady Indians this year when Jackie Homan's pitching. Otherwise, Jackie, who's a few inches shorter, a little bit older, she plays it. Abby got a little piece of that one,
I think,
the way
she
it came
too.
Out. But now she's down 0-2.
You got to be ready to swing at these low pitches here today, that's for sure.
Got to look for the changeup here on this pitch.
Oh, boy, now you want to bet another quarter? I bet you that's what Coach Tin is telling her right now.
I hope so. I hope she moves up. She can handle the speed if she does move up. Her younger sister Allison's on deck. Nope, she didn't move up in the box.
Oh, man. Nice attempt at the changeup, but it just rolled in there.
So a lot of time in girls' fast pitch with a changeup, they roll their hand over when they throw it. So she's releasing too soon. That's why it's getting into the dirt like that.
Yep. And then she comes back with a nice pitch. Abby gets a little piece of it. Foul ball, though.
Pulls it down the left third baseline. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. Nobody on. We're tied at 2-2.
There you go.
Second base.
Bubbles it. She's safe.
Speedster.
She must get that from you, huh?
Oh, no. No, I'd pulled the parachute about halfway through, I think.
That was a nice hit by Abby, though. She hit it nice and hard, ground ball right to the second baseman.
Looks like the official scorer did give her a base hit. Of course, the official scorer right now is her dad, so.
Works for me.
Younger sister Allison now your batter. One out here in the bottom of the fourth.
So let's see if Allison can bring her sister around. She did. We haven't had any stolen bases yet, though.
Good thing she didn't go on that one.
Yeah, true.
Okay, two outs now in the inning after the pop-up to the third baseman.
F5. Two outs.
Two.
But we can get started. This is Brenna.
Brenna Homan, your batter.
Yep, back to the top of the lineup here for the Indians. So they've all had a chance to see the pitcher a couple times now.
We need to start hitting the ball, period.
We do. Ooh.
Okay, So Brenna's kind of changed her hitting technique back to the way that I've seen her most of the time. She, if you ever watch any girl's softball, like college softball, she does a stepping approach where she can slap to third, bunt,
or just going to say that looked like a slap bunt coming there. Those are tough to master. There you
go. Like that.
It worked out perfect.
Abby's got to be on three.
Oh, gosh.
Abby's got to be on three.
Abby's going. If they throw it, maybe. Man, that worked out perfectly. Couldn't have called that any better.
First and third now.
She had a nice little slap hit, and it went out to a right field and just was too much for her to handle it. And so right now we have Brenna Holman on first and Abby Knapke on third.
Jackie Holman, your batter. Jackie had a double, and then she grounded out to the second baseman so far. So she's one for two.
And she's taking Brenna. Second base.
No throw.
Easily with a runner on third.
Excuse me. Jackie's got to see one here.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
I know. Okay. So the girls are wearing stirrups.
and
if you remember stirrups, and that ball was right where the white starts into the colors, probably halfway between the ankle and the knee.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Nice. There we go. She got a little piece of that one and slapped it down. Darn it.
Nice play by the shortstop.
That shortstop's had a couple nice plays today.
Yes. So that's the third out in the inning. And in the inning, the Indians get no runs on two hits. And after four complete, we remain at a 2-2 tie.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. When you or someone you care about is discharged from the hospital and needs additional medical treatment at home, Kalp Pharmacy can provide intravenous and nutritional services, hospital beds, lift chairs, walkers, and much more delivered directly to your home. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about
awful.
You.
Awful. Okay.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
And we are back. We are at the top of the fifth inning here at Fort Recovery. This game has just been nice, easy momentum. We have been tied 2-2 for a good while here. We have Jackie Holman on the mound for the Indians. This is what, her second inning, third inning?
This is
one and a half,
third
maybe.
Inning.
Okay.
Yes, because when Jackie came in, she. Well, Brittany will not know. This might be just her second.
I was going to say, I think she came in the middle, and that one goes right to Callie. Nice job. Callie hangs with that.
One out now in the inning.
Slow moving grounder. Sometimes you can get confusing over. Whose ball that is, but Callie just hung in there and took charge of that one, and they got their first out.
So Gabby Rammel, the center fielder, now your batter. Gabby Rammel, center field.
So we have one out in the top of the fifth inning for the Blackhawks. Gets her swinging for strike one.
Really nice pitch there. Had her on her front foot, so I think she must change it up a little bit.
I think they haven't been handling Jackie bad. They've really hung in there, but
I think they've gotten two hits off of her.
Have they got two?
I'm trying to figure out whether she came in the fourth or in the third.
I think it was towards the end of the third, maybe. Okay,
I think you're right. I think she came in and struck
finished
the batter
it up.
Out.
I think so. Yep. There you
yes.
go. Good.
So there's another strikeout, though. Now two outs in the inning. And Cammie Johns, your batter. Second baseman, Cammie Johns. Jackie looking for a quick 1-2-3 inning, maybe get the Indian bats back out here.
That would be nice.
Nice just pitch.
Three up, three down, and then get started swinging.
Johns is the eighth batter in the lineup, second baseman for the Blackhawks. It's nice when she took a little something off that one. When your pitcher's throwing strikes, the whole outfield tends to be on their toes.
That's for sure.
Everybody's ready for every pitch, right?
Yep.
Hopefully Jackie keeps dealing.
Ooh.
That was an interesting swing. That was kind of defense.
She looked like it was a little bit late.
Yeah, a little bit defensive. But now she's up 1-2 our count. Once again, two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning, and we're all tied up at two. Top of the fifth inning, and we're all tied up 2-2.
Nice stop there by Maddie.
Needs pepper one here. Get a strike. Lady Indians defense moving on every pitch. Getting ready to make a nice play.
Nice pitch.
There it is.
Right down the center of the
one,
plate.
One, two,
there.
Three.
Perfect.
After four and a half complete, our score remains 2-2. Indians and Blackhawks.
Do you have everything you need for Easter dinner? Wayne Street Market has everything you need to take care of your crew, from fresh vegetables and other side dishes to the ham and anything else you need, they have it all. And don't forget to order your veggie or fruit trays and your meat and cheese trays. Order ahead at 375-2865 to be sure they have it ready for you. Easy and convenient, make Wayne Street Market your Easter headquarters, the hometown store that saves you more.
Going to take just a second here to talk about our varsity baseball team. They are scheduled to play Houston at Dayer Ballpark, home of the Dayton Dragons, next Friday at 4:30. So tickets for this game are only $6 a piece. You can purchase these tickets online. There's no tickets at the gate. All tickets are sold online, and Fort River Baseball gets all the proceeds. You can access the link to purchase these tickets on the Fort Recovery Athletics page on Facebook or Twitter. Let's get a really big crowd in Dayton to support our Indians. I think the weather's going to be great next weekend, and what a fun way to spend your weekend sitting at the ballpark.
Shortstop, Chloe Griesen. Absolutely. And even if you can't make it, why not purchase a ticket? It goes to Fort Recovery anyway.
Yeah, right? Good point.
Absolutely. You got something else going on, which we all do, right?
Yeah.
But what a nice day to go down to watch the FR Indian baseball team.
I love that ballpark. It's just got a nice feel to it up there where the Dragons play.
Quaint, I think,
yes,
is the word.
Yes, that is a nice word. Not quite when you get up in the nosebleeds at a Reds game.
Right. Yeah, those straight A tickets, right?
Yep, straight A tickets. You got it. Oh, there she pitched a strike.
You're competing with seats with pigeons. Chloe Greasy. Chloe on the game is 1-for-2. With a base hit in the first. Oh, that might be trouble. Find a spot. That's fair ball.
Fair ball? Wow. That's worked out pretty well, actually. It was a little pop-up right there in the right field line, and they had three players going for it, but
worked
it was trouble.
Very well, actually. I don't think Chloe could have thrown a lawn dart there, but it all works out.
It sure did. So Chloe is on first base.
Maddie Goodenbiller, your batter.
And Chloe actually scored in the first inning, so I'm sure she would love to get across home plate again.
We need to get something going here.
Let's we do. See. The hitting's been a little
Maddie
bit slow.
Got a rip.
Oh, a little piece of it.
Oh, that's foul ball. Yeah. Got to listen with
Chloe's
your ears,
ready.
Too. Yes, she is. She's a smart base runner.
What is Chloe? Is she a junior?
Junior,
okay.
Yes. She's a junior. Get Maddie get a rip here. C1.
Oh, there
like
we
that.
Go.
That's it.
It is
deep,
way up
long.
There. Is it gone?
Yahtzee.
Yes, it sure
over
is.
The,
holy
over
cow.
Over the scoreboard.
Man, that sucker was high.
I'd say that was all of 250 feet.
I don't know, but that was up there. I didn't think it had a chance of. Oh, man. Well, here's the bummers. I guess with COVID, you're not allowed to go out there and slap their hand after a home run, maybe?
Yeah.
The umpire just kind of shushed the girls back into the dugout. But, man,
right.
What a hit by Maddie Guggenbiller.
So the Indians take a 4-2 lead.
That is exactly what we needed.
Maddie's third home run on the season.
Man, she got a piece of that.
Big swing. Soph Pearson, our batter. Center fielder, Sophie Pearson.
All right, now we can just keep this going.
Yeah.
No outs. We are just getting started.
Called that a strike.
Did she call it a strike?
Yes,
I thought so.
Yeah, she
it took
likes
a second.
That low pitch.
That was definitely in the lower part of the white.
But she's consistent.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
you
she
know,
is.
That's all
she
you
is.
Can ask
and
for.
She has always called that way.
Yep.
She's
she
called that way
called
forever.
A high one. She's consistent.
Yeah, when it gets up to chest level, those are balls
yep.
for her.
Yep. No, I don't. I think I've seen her do some other games. She does a nice job. The base umpire is...
Oh, there he goes. Swing at that low one, darn it.
Well, Soph knew they were going to call it.
Yep.
So, grounder to the pitcher.
Yep.
That's 1-3, first out in the inning. Kenzie Gerke now our batter.
Left fielder, Kenzie Gerke.
So if you are just tuning in, the score is now 4-2, Indians ahead of the Blackhawks.
Here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
We are.
With one out.
Started this inning off with a base hit and a home run, so need to keep this moving.
So we got Kenzie Gerke, the left fielder, then Callie Wendell, and then Abby Knapke.
There's the changeup. Kenzie waits on it.
Get low.
Oh,
over
yeah,
her.
No, it goes
Go,
over
Kenzie.
Her.
Gotta
She's
going to
get
horse.
A double off this.
Stand up.
All right. Kenzie shot that one to left field, and the girl misjudged it. And it seemed like she just ran up a little too far on it, and it ended up overhead. So that worked out awesome for Kenzie. Nice little pop up and got her to second base.
Callie Wendell, your batter.
So Callie Wendell, the second baseman, freshman, now up. She's looking to get started here tonight. So far 0 for 2.
She's been swinging, though. She's been ready.
Yeah.
Well, shows a bunt. Kenzie steals third easy.
Nobody there.
Wow, that was nice.
Fake bunt worked perfectly.
It sure did.
Perfectly.
Yeah,
that's what you do that for.
Stand up, steal.
If the shortstop's not paying attention, the third baseman's running in.
I don't think the third baseman quite even
Well, the third
knew.
Baseman came in
yeah.
for the bunt.
Okay.
Right?
Did
so
she?
She come in to cover the bunt.
So she didn't even know the steal was going on, though.
No, but Callie looking at that.
Yeah.
Callie's pretty fast, but the first baseman did not come in. So she's going to see some of that stuff.
Yeah. A lot of activity on that one for Callie.
Yes, absolutely. That's ball game, right? It's all doing it.
It is.
Looks like she got hit.
Oh, she
Dead
must
ball.
Have, yep. Hey, that works. Gets you on base.
Hit by pitch. That's the first time that's happened.
It is the first time tonight, yep. Oh, they're having a little discussion about this, so I'm not sure what's going on here.
Because she swung, is it going to be considered a strike?
I couldn't tell you what the rules are on that.
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
So if it hit her in the hand? Huh, we're going to find out. The umpires are taking just a second to chat about this. So, once again, the Indians have a game tomorrow. The softball team hosts Lima Bath. Oh, yep, they're making her go back. Indians host Lima Bath tomorrow at 1 o'clock. It is a single game. And the baseball team is home. It is 11?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, unless they change it on me. They got it posted at 1.
I don't know. Paper Neil gave me said 1, so we might have to double check that with Coach Tin here after a bit. But they do play Lima Bath tomorrow. We know that. One game.
Yes. Originally scheduled as a doubleheader, but they moved it to one game.
Okay.
So Kelly's now at bat. See, I think it should be 2-2 now because she swung at that, if that's what they're doing.
Well,
nope.
Evidently not, so we'll take it.
Absolutely. I'm happy to be wrong. 2-2 her count. Runner at third.
Maybe it just counts as like a no pitch. I don't know. Oh, pop up.
Uh-oh.
Coming to first base, and she gets right underneath it.
So
two outs.
F3. Abby Knapke now our batter.
So Knapke at the plate, and we do have run on third base. Kenzie Gerke on third base. So single, get her an RBI here.
Hopefully the Indians can go on two a little bit. Boom. Hard hit. Deep ball. Left
gone?
Field. Looking up.
Oh, it stayed
the
inside the fence, but... She is rounding two. I think she's going to hang out on two. Man, nice hit.
Abby got every little bit of that one.
She sure did.
So that's an RBI double. Now three runs in on the inning. We still got two outs. Allison Knapke, our batter.
Nice hit.
So the Indians now have four hits in the inning. Four out of the six batters.
And we did get a run in, right? So it's
yes.
five. Okay,
yes.
there
5-2
it is.
5-2 now our score. Here in the bottom of the fifth. Allison's due. She's hit the ball, but right at people.
There you go. Oh, go. A little bit of bobble to the pitcher.
Pitcher made a nice play there. Third out in the inning. So she goes 1-3, three outs, three runs in, and after five complete, Our Lady Indians take a 5-2 lead.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths. With locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County, Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we are back.
So coming up for the Lady Blackhawks here in the top of the 6-9-1-2, Mackenzie Hamilton, Jocelyn Hoggett, and Mackenzie Giozzi. Mackenzie Hamilton, your batter. We got an extra bat. Peyton Highstand. Peyton Highstand, my bad. I will announce that. So Peyton Highstand's batting for Mackenzie.
Gotcha. She's got two strikes on her.
Peyton Highstand, your batter. Nobody tells the announcer anything.
Oof.
Must have been outside.
It must have. Sure looked good. It's hard, though, when you're off to the side. You really can't see that side-to-side motion there.
Kind of see how the catcher, but Maddie's doing such a good job framing.
She is. Oh, she gets her swinging.
So, one out. So Jackie's K'd the last three batters. Jocelyn Hoggett. Hoggett, now your batter. Jocelyn Hoggett, your batter.
And we are in the top of the sixth. Jackie Homan is on the mound for the Indians.
See what she does here.
Must have been outside a little bit, I believe. 1-1.
I couldn't tell there because the umpire went like this.
I think she was saying outside. I know. I thought the same thing at first.
She's been always saying the strike.
Right. Well, maybe I. Oh, there she's swinging. So
she got a piece of that one. 1-2 now the count. Jackie up. It's a good place to waste one.
Put
sure
one
about eye high. Chain speeds heavily on it.
Make your swing. This is top of their lineup, right?
Yes.
All right.
Is their leadoff batter. First baseman.
Nice pitch.
That's
pop up right to Callie. Oh, she adjusted
nice
perfect.
Nice play. So now two outs in the inning here in the top of the sixth. Indians with a 5-2 lead.
Kind of get
McKenna
a.
Giozzi, your
Giozzi.
Batter.
A nice little crowd going here behind the fence
McKenna,
and
Giozzi.
Down third baseline. A few people in the stands, but sitting out in the sun is a little bit warmer here than in the shade.
About 10, 15 guys out there in center field.
Yeah. Looks like the place to be.
Right field. Yeah. Great place to take in a ball game, right?
Yep. Two strikes.
Jackie's on the game now. Facing their second hitter, their shortstop, and McKenna's made some very nice plays here today.
She hasn't let much get by her, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And nice a changeup gets her swinging.
Pulled the string on that one.
Yep, right
three
in
up,
there.
Three down.
Wow, another nice inning there by Jackie Holman.
So after 5.5 complete, our score remains 5-2 Indians heading into the bottom of the sixth.
Cooper
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths. With locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County, Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we are back.
So coming up for the Lady Indians here in the bottom of the sixth inning, we have leadoff Brenna Homan, third baseman, and then Jackie Homan, pitcher, and then Chloe Greasy, the shortstop. Chloe, who's the third batter, actually got our last inning started with a solid base hit.
And Chloe has scored twice now tonight, right?
Yes. Brenna Homan, your batter.
Ooh, nice little bunt. Man, that just sat there. She's there.
No chance.
Wow.
Look at the ball, look at the ball, look at the ball.
That was a perfect bunt. Catcher just bobbled just a little bit there. Brenna beat that one out. I think she would have had it either way if she would have bobbled or not.
I agree with you.
It was about
that's great. Get
six
on base.
Inches in front of the box.
You got your ladies coming up that's going to drive the ball. That's get on base. Jackie Homan, your batter.
I'm feeling another steal coming up, too. I don't know.
Oh,
they haven't been paying much attention to that.
I think Brenna's going down.
I think she is. I know she is. There she goes. There. And she makes it.
Whew. Second baseman.
Almost went over the head there and went into center field. Good thing she stopped it, or Brenna might have went for three. I think I could just feel that one.
I believe Jackie swung through that, didn't she? So we got.
I think she did.
One
nice
strike.
Stop by the catcher. Now they're paying attention. They know they got a base runner.
Yes, they are. Now they're moving a little bit. So 1-1's our count to the second batter here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
No outs.
Brenna Homan got on with a single.
Oh, nice hit.
Pepper to line. That'll score Homan.
All the way to the fence.
Jackie getting on her horse. She might get three out of this.
Holy cow. That was a
hard
hit ground ball.
Yep. Like I told you, Jill, when she hits it.
And that even hit the dirt, and that sucker rolled. I shouldn't say rolled. It flew to the fence. It kept going. That was a hard hit ground ball.
It was.
Just to the right side of the third baseman. So
let's see
nice
if Chloe
hit.
Can hit one hard here.
So that was an RBI. That got us a run in, right?
Chloe Greasy, your batter. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Now the score is 6-2.
Good thing Joe keeps a decent book because mine is a hot mess.
So we got nobody out. One run in. One runner, Jackie Homan standing on second with Chloe, your batter, and Maddie Guckenbiller on deck. Now, Maddie, last inning, went yard over the scoreboard in left center field. She cleared that by probably 20, 30 feet
that
over the top
was
of it.
Way up there. I'm thinking she's going to aim for their, all them guys standing out there. One of them will catch it.
Chloe's looking to drive one here.
Almost.
Drug the bat a little bit.
Ooh.
Foul ball right side. Chloe's now down 0-2. She's got to protect a little bit. Nobody's out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Maddie Guckenbiller on deck. Mentioned before, Sophie Pearson in the hole. Sophie's done well. She's hit the ball hard, too.
She has.
There's that changeup.
Yeah, nice stop by the catcher. But she gets that changeup and releases too early. It just drops.
She's working. She's doing a
decent
job.
Yeah, the same pitcher the whole game. She's really hung in there.
Taylor Collins is a senior.
Nice pitch. Foul ball. Ooh.
Nice hustle by the first baseman there.
That one was
Chloe keeps alive.
Almost to the dugout.
Really like to see Chloe just put the head of the bat on one.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know she can drive it. She's a gap hitter a lot of times. And the right fielder's really playing on the right field line. If Chloe
she
gets
is.
One over the second baseman's head. She can run for quite a while here.
Oh, dang it.
Strike three.
Yep.
Chloe swings and misses, first out in the inning. So Maddie Guggenbiller now our batter. Catcher, Maddie Guggenbiller. Sophie Pearson on deck. Kind of a new thing this year, Joe, and I don't know. We got our headphones on, so we don't hear it as much. But the girls got walk-up
music.
Yeah.
I love it.
I know. Even playing music in between innings, we're seeing the, you know, the Massinawa girls dancing out
yeah.
in the field. It just brings a good mood to everything.
It does. I was just thinking, I wish I could hear what their actual songs are. There was the changeup. Maddie
that
waits
might be
on
hanging.
It. Did
yeah,
she?
Overhead.
Over
Come
left
on.
Fielder's head.
Come on, Jackie Homan.
We
gotta
are
go, Jackie Homan.
Getting a run in.
Yes, there we go.
And Maddie is standing up on second base. Nice hit. That was another one of those changeups.
And
Maddie just waited on it.
So much of a changeup, it looks like she was hitting soft toss.
It sure did.
I mean,
remind me of
she was like one
pitch.
Halfway and then swung.
Yep.
So she wristed that one out to over the left fielder's head. So we got Sophie Pearson now, our batter. Two runs in, one out, one on second. Center fielder, Sophie Pearson. Kenzie Garkey's on deck. The freshman left fielder.
And we now have a score of 7-2. Indians are really taking off.
Sophie on the evening has one hit, a double, and she's got out twice, so she's 1-for-3.
Oh, in the dirt,
nope,
but the catcher can't keep it in front of her. So Maddie makes it to third easily.
Now you put the ball in play and she scores.
Exactly.
There is 9 more ways to score from third base than there is second base.
For sure. That catcher has really been working hard tonight on
she
some
has.
Of those pitches. She's
done
a nice
done a
job
really
keeping it
job.
In front of her.
Really good job.
That one I think just must have come off shin guard or something and kind of popped out to the side.
See Soph get a swing.
Oh, nice pitch. Got a strike on that one.
So it's 2-1. Soph still got the count in her favor. Looking for one here.
Oh, gets a little piece of it, a little foul ball there.
Pitcher with a nice pitch. She went inside on her. Soph looked like
Smart
she
move.
Was looking to hit that right out of the gate.
Do we still only have one walk on the night? I don't feel like maybe two. I mean, this pitcher really has done a nice job for as many
Brenna
innings
walked.
As she's pitched. Wow. Wow.
Oh. Strike three on Soph.
It was. That one was it was really low, but once again, like we said, that's how she's calling them.
Kenzie Garkey now your batter. Callie Wendell on deck.
That's just two outs for the Indians.
Kenzie Garkey.
We've got a runner on third.
Be nice to get her in.
It sure would.
There she popped the mitt a little bit.
Calls the first one a ball. Kind of got to be patient, with this pitcher. Be ready to swing at the low ones and lay off the ones at the eye level.
I think when she does come in, it looks like the girls, when they swing and miss, they're all swinging like it's inside on them. So she's bringing
be.
It in on their hands, which
yeah.
is smart.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a senior pitcher, right?
Is she?
Yeah, she's
okay,
a senior.
Okay, well, yeah, and you can't do a whole lot with a ball when it's inside.
She is one of three seniors on the team.
Oh, that one hits the dirt in front of the plate.
Two outs now in the inning. Kenzie just needs to hit a little green somewhere. Keep us rolling. Keep us rolling.
Oh, man, nice pitch.
Just underneath it. 2-2.
Oh, man. Was that a ball?
Yeah.
Shoo.
Yeah.
That was a real
low
one, and I was waiting.
Yeah, we were all waiting for it.
I was hoping she wasn't going to call a strike. We are at a full count now, two outs. We've got Maddie on third. Now she calls strike three. Yep.
Yeah. Well, she's called it all day long.
She sure has.
Pitcher strikes out three of the Indians, but the Indians score twice. And after six complete, our score now is 7-2, heading into the top of the first. Seventh. Excuse me. Heading into the top of the seventh inning. For the
Are
Lady
you looking
Indians.
To become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Okay. All right, we are back here. The score is 7-2. Indians got some hot bats there. Finally, we got off that. We were tied at 2 for a long time.
Taylor Collins. Taylor Collins, the pitcher for Sinawa Valley, the senior, is the leadoff batter for them in the top of the seventh inning. Ladybuck Taylor on the evening.
That was swing and a miss.
Is 1-for-3. She got a hit in the first inning, grounded to the first baseman, and then flew to left fielder.
Pop up. Is it going to make
Kenzie
it to the grass? Yep.
Kenzie
gets under, but misjudges a little bit. It pops out of her glove behind her.
It's going to be E7.
Yep. She was close, but I think it just popped off the top of her glove.
Hold everything.
Yeah, just a minute.
Hold everything.
Take it back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Looks like Taylor's still hitting.
What do they call that?
They call that foul ball.
Okay.
I'm not sure on that one.
Yeah. All right, well.
Okay, so Taylor's still her batter.
Okay, yep. The umpire called that a foul ball. And she gets a strikeout.
Calling that low pitch again.
Yep.
So one out in the inning. And that brings up Maddie Townsend. Maddie Townsend, your batter, the catcher. Maddie on the evening has one hit. So she's 1-for-3. I believe Kenzie Townsend on deck. So the Blackhawks down to two outs.
Move that.
Here in the top of the seventh. She gets a foul tip on that. Now our count is 1-1. Score is 7-2 in the top of the seventh inning. Lady Indians over the Lady Hawks. Jackie with a pitch. Swing and a miss, but that's going to go off the helmet of Maddie Guckenbeller.
Oh, was that what happened? I wasn't sure if it was a foul ball or what happened there.
Yeah. Maddie doesn't seem to bother her at all. So we got a 1-2 count now. Jackie up. Let's see what she throws her here. Another foul tip. Townsend fighting hard.
She sure is.
The catcher's the cleanup batter for the Lady Hawks. The infield right now, here in the top of the seventh. There's a
tags her. Oh.
Two outs now in the inning.
She was unhappy about that tag.
Yeah. Said get out of her way, but the first baseman's got to go where the throw's at.
They do, yeah.
But that's why there's two bases there, too.
Exactly.
Couldn't see from where we're at, though, because we're right beside it. So we don't know how much
it's
in the way
true.
She was. So that goes in the book as another K. Two of them. Two outs in the inning. Two Ks in the inning. Sinawa Valley down to their last out here in the top of seventh.
trying to do one.
This is
two,
they've got three. To get some hits here to stay in this ball game.
Yes, they do. Looking, that's two hits. New batter is Kenzie Townsend. On deck, if she gets up, is Gabby Elizondo.
Kenzie just had a little foul tip on that one.
Most jobs take a few steps.
Okay, so now we got a 2-2 count with two outs here in the top of the seventh. Jackie Homan looking to close this game out for the Lady Indians.
Nice hit.
Base hit.
She is not going to let this game end.
Nope. Kenzie gets her second hit of the evening.
That was a nice hit. She gets a single. So she stops on first.
That is the second hit that Jackie has allowed in the ball game.
Is it?
Yes. Jackie has allowed two hits, struck out 8-9.
Wow.
She came into the game, 10.
Oh, nice pitch.
She came into the game with one out in the top of the third. She got the strikeout. I'll have to look at those numbers again when we get a little bit more time. But Jackie's been doing really well here. Looks like we got a new batter, 25. Victoria Cooley is now our batter. Freshman.
I believe our count is 1-1. Last pitch was a little bit outside. They have two outs. A runner on first from Cinnamon Valley. We are in the top of the seventh inning, and they have got to score if they want to stay in this game.
Five.
Another little foul. She got a piece of it, though.
Let me double check this. Jackie had one. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 K's so far.
Wow.
Brittany, who started the ball game, Brittany Tebby, she had two.
Gets her swing in on that one.
And that's another K. So 8 K's, third out.
Wow.
And our ball game.
That is it. So we... We are going to go to commercial just for a second here, and we'll be right back with some stats for the game.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor. Who knows, it might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
There we go. Get the mics on. That'll work. Joe's going to finish up getting his stats ready, and maybe a couple more upcoming games that we have for the week. Tomorrow, once again, softball hosts Lima Bath. We got to get clarified. Hey, Jenna.
Find out if the game tomorrow is at 11 or 1.
Sorry about that. My paper says 1, but Joe thought maybe it was 11, so we're going to do a double check on that. The baseball team hosts Crestview tomorrow at 2 o'clock. It is also a single game. That one is going to be broadcast on FR Radio. Next week, Monday, softball plays at LCC. Baseball plays at Sydney Lehman. That one will be broadcast on FR Radio. And it looks like Tuesday we've got softball at Fairlawn. And Thursday, baseball plays at Delphi St. John's. And that is also going to be broadcast. Thank you. My professional runner here tells me the game tomorrow will be at 11. So the softball will host Lima Bath at 11 tomorrow at home. Just a few more games for the week, bringing us into next weekend. Softball is going to play at Fort Laramie on Friday. And then on Friday, we also have baseball versus Houston at the Dayton Dragons ballpark. Game time is 4:30 next Friday. Tickets for the game are $6 each. Have to purchase those tickets online. No tickets at the gate. And Fort Harry Baseball gets all the proceeds. So like Joe said, even if you can't make it to the game, you might as well go online and just purchase some tickets. You can access the link to purchase these tickets on the Fort Recovery Athletics page on Facebook or Twitter. All right, Joe, you got our stats?
Okay, yes. Our final this afternoon was 7-2 win by the Lady Indians. The Lady Indians ended up having 13 hits. The Lady Missinawa Valley Blackhawks had 10 hits. Fort Recovery as a team going down the lineup. Brenna Homan was 2-for-3. Jackie Homan 2-for-4. Chloe Greasy 2-for-3. Maddie Guckenbiller 3-for-4 with a home run. Sophie Pearson 1-for-3. Allison Kanapke 1-for-3. Abby Kanapke 2-for-2. As far as strikeouts, Brittany Tebby started the ball game. She went the first 2 2/3 innings. She had 2 strikeouts. Jackie Homan then took over for her, struck out the last out for the 3rd inning, and then got 7 more. So Jackie ended up with 8 Ks and Brittany had 2. Nice win for the Indians. Their bats were a little bit asleep and cold early, but they came on late.
Yeah,
and
once
they hit the ball.
Once they got hot, they sure did. So that's going to be it for us. This was Jill Ranley and Joe Kanapke tonight calling your game for FR Radio. And we'll be back in, I think, a week or so at the next home game for the Indians.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sportscast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening.